I'm a little bit in the Prakim Parakhei. So we learned last week the Zohar. I just want to go over the Zohar again and look at the sugya, which is really creating an inner turmoil in me. One sentence of introduction or a question. If a person davens, shachar, smincha, maariv, whatever you're davening, completely bli kavana, by rote, say all the words, no kavana at all. Does it have value or it doesn't have value? Never happens, you see. You know, you're driving down the highway and the sun's going down and it's shkia and you get out of the car and you just daven, you know, like... Is it, the whole lechayra, the pashat of shad is that the whole mechayev of tefillah is avodah shebelev. Ezu avodah shebelev, lovdei b'chol avavchem. What's the avodah shebelev? It's a tefillah. So if you're davening without a lev, so it's very similar to shaking a lulav with a plastic lulav, lechayra. Or putting on tefillin, which are pasul. It's missing the chefza of tefillah. The chefza of tefillah is the lev. That's the keli that you use for tefillah. You're not using your hands, you're not using your head, you're using your heart. So what does it mean, tefillah b'lay kavana? Does it have any value at all?
Make a difference if tefillah is rabbanon or
b'laysa. Okay, so I mean, we'll be mafalbal in it for a few minutes, but like, I'm just saying, it's always good for us to what's the pashut, what's the pashut of shot? The pashut of shot, it has value or doesn't have value, yes or no? It has value. What's the value? I mean, so it doesn't have value, but it's a good habit, you're saying. But it doesn't have value in terms of tefillah. You weren't yotze tefillah. Why? What do you? So you're forgetting about avodah shebelev. It doesn't have to be anymore. Now it's a since the anshei knesset hagdol. You know, so...
make a difference if the whole tefillah, except for one pasuk, one statement, you have kavanah. The rest is not. Because the whole thing worth it just for that one...
So the Gemara says, in Brachas Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that, and we're going to learn it inside, Chayv Adam L'chavin B'Tzfilasei. And if you can't be L'chavin B'Tzfilasei, L'fachais... Be'achas, that's the lashon of the Gemara. At least with one tefillah, you should be mechaven. And the Gemara says, "My nihu." I think it's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ba'avos. So, it means to say, like lefachos, you should be mechaven one tefillah, and if you need to choose one, choose the avos. Not like everybody learns that. Okay, the avos is ma'akiv. No, if it's too much to be mechaven in 18 brachas or 19 brachas, be mechaven in one. And if you want to know the best one, I would have picked maybe Rafainu or something, but if you want to be Mechavan, the best one is the Avos. But what do you see from that Gemara? You see from that Gemara that you have to be Mechavan Ba'achas. Otherwise, there's no Chatzah Shetzvila. That's what you see. No? You disagree? What you see is L'chol HaPachas, you have to be Mechavan Ba'achas. Otherwise, what are you doing? What is a Maisa Koif Ba'alma? So Lamaisa, I just want to, I don't have any, like, personal opinions about this, except that I hope it's okay if you don't have to have one, because it's often the case. Ugh, I took the wrong one. I'm all wired up. Do you want to get the Tur Aruch Chaim, Simon Tzadikas, this one? I took your Tur Yodea. To the right up. Up to the right, thank you. Yeah. Arachayim Aleph, I think. Tzadichas, Simon Tzadichas. Pressure. There you go. No? Oh, boy. Okay. Missed. It brings a little bit of it here, so I'll just turn it on. What? Do you know where it is?
Not at the right place.
So let's just start before. Okay, so before we get to the Torah, the last thing in Perek Hey that the Nefesh HaChaim said was the Zoyar in Parshas Vayechi. So the Zoyar in Parshas Vayechi, Resh Mem Gimel Seifam Beis Man De Libe Torid. This is our first Barabaka. We'll just turn it around. Thank you very much. We'll start the other way around. The Zoyar says, important Zoyar, Man De Libe Torid Ubo Letzaloi Tzlusei. Let's say if somebody is tarud. I can't concentrate. That's what tarud means. Ubay letzalot slusei, and he wants to daven a tefillah. Ve'iyu ba'akoi, and he's in a tremendous amount of tzara. V'layachol asadr shvacha demare, and it can't be masadr the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidikayois mayhu. Kidikayois, like you're supposed to. So mahu, what's his din? Or is you want to daven, I'll be kenish daven, and I'm going through like a huge tsar, and I can't daven. It's not possible for me. It's very interesting. I don't know how much we should be medayik, but lesader shvachay, like another, what's lesader shvachay? First of all, two things. First of all, you're supposed to be mesuder in your tefillah. They didn't necessarily have a sitter in those days. That's a new invention. So the time of the Zoyar, there was no sitter, so you can't be mesader shvachim. Like, I don't have the cup right now to be Masadar Shvachim. And also, why Shvachim? Why does he shtel on the Shvachim as opposed to Tvila Rachamininu, Tvila, davening for your Tzarech? So it seems like he's shteling on two things. Says the Zayar, what should you do? Amar Lei, Sir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told whoever the Shoyal was, Hafal Gav Leyachol Lechavna, Liba Vira'usa. Even though you really can't be mechavin your lave and you can't be mechavin your rotzayin, sidura shvacha demara, my God, why shouldn't you say the words of shvachim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's like what you're saying, right? Elo, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the big makubal, yeah. Elo yisader shvacha demare, afal gav d'layachol l'chavna. So it seems what we see here from the Zayar is two things. First of all, there's an inyan of sidur shvachim, and there's an inyan of kavona. So we're talking about a case, we're talking about that he can't be mechavan. So forget about kavona. There's no kavona here. Meza siba shatia. Forget about kavona. What can you do? You can read for the sitter, and you can be a mesader shvachim. Today it's easier. We don't have to daven bal peh. So you can't concentrate, and sometimes, like, you know, if you're nervous, you can't put things in the proper order. So you read from the sitter, and you read it. Bli kavona. I'm understanding there's a lot of unknowns here. What does he mean by kavona? But that's what the Zayar says, and that's what the Nefesh HaChaim comes to bring us, that nobody, probably talking about the Hasidim, nobody should knock people that are davening without kavona, because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the Zayar says you're supposed to do. Like, it say like you're davening. But so here's, let's just, that's the Zayar, and that's the Zayar that Nefesh HaChaim brings. Yes.
Is without a sitter. Does that mean that you have you can say whatever, you can make up a tefillah as you go along, as known as of Kavor?
No, it's talking about, it's definitely all talking about Shemar Nesra.
It's not leading up to.
No, it's all talking about Shemar Nesra.
But it thinks the sadeh shvach means a fixed nusach.
So I hear the question. Let's just look in the Shulchan Aruch, but before the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, which brings the tour is in Siman Tzadik Ches. Talking about a Friday night a little bit. Lo yispalel, says the tour. Lo yispalel loy b'makim sheyesh by davar shemivatel kavanasa v'loy b'shah shemivatelas kavanasa. You shouldn't daven lo yispalel if you're in a situation, or if you're in a place, let's say you hear the drill it out of your head, and you can't daven. So you shouldn't daven in such a situation. And not in a time when you can't have kavana. Different situation. It's not a time now. Not a time. Can't concentrate. So says the Torah, you shouldn't daven in such a situation. Mashma, not just that you should try to daven with kavana, but it's actually a chasarn. Don't do it. Says the Gemara, and how do I know that? Because the Abba Reb Chiya Bar Abba, the Torah, which is, I'm quoting, was why I'm quoting the Torah, not the Shulchan Aruch, the Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, because we see the Reb Chiya Bar Abba says, this is a Gemara in Erevin, Kol she'ein daitoi miyushevas alav al yispalel. If you don't have yeshiva das, says the Gemara Reb Chiya Bar Abba, don't daven. Reb Chanina, these are Amiraim, b'yoyma derosach, loy have matzli. On a day that he got angry, he didn't daven.
What?
Yeah. Pirush, says the Torah, make no mistake, b'yoyim shahya koyes lehaya mispalo. I mean, it's pretty easy Aramaic, but he translated
the Hebrew.
Meaning
he got angry for a minute, and the rest of the day...
That's it. I'm done. You should take medication. There's Reb Chanina. Like, he shouldn't dab it. Why should he dab it? I daven best when I'm angry, by the way. Rebbe Eliezer, Aymer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Elazar, Amarayim. Haba min aderech. Somebody comes back from a trip. Jet lag. Al yispalo toich shloisha yamim. 3 days, don't get near your sitter. Don't daven. Rebbe Eliezer benoy shol Rebbe Yossi Haglili. By the way, a generation earlier, Oimer afa meitzar. Also, if you have a tzara, if you go through a tzara, shouldn't daven for. I mean, we know an oinein doesn't daven, but if you have a tzara, you shouldn't daven. Afa meitzar meaning 3 days.
That's the time to daven. It's the tzara.
Yeah, that's when you're a chayev. That's the chiyuv deraisa. I'm reading a gemara. Shmuel, as in Rav and Shmuel. He didn't daven if there was a smell of beer in the house. It changed, ruined his concentration. Rav, when it was, harsana means like harus, was in disrepair. Thinking every minute something is going to fall on your head or something. So that's what the Torah brings of this halacha. He brings these five different stories of the Amoraim that when they had, they were traveling, they were angry, they did all those things. They traveled, they got angry, they were in Abayis Ra'ua. All of these cases, says the Gemara, they just didn't daven. Now that's Uvta. That's not, we're not talking about biblical characters. We're talking about the Amoraim, our Amoraim, that all of halacha comes from them. So what's to do? So it says the tour, Kasser Rameyer Mirottenberg, saves the day. Otherwise, we'd have nobody in shul here ever. So Kasser Maram Mirottenberg, what is it? Where have you been? I took a trip last week. It's done.
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. 3 days. Kasser Maram Mirottenberg, ain't under his heart not to behold that. It's not for us. She'einanu mechavnin kol kach b'tzvila. It's like a pella. Maram Rottenberg says, we're not mechavin. So if we're not mechavin, we're not medayik in this. So what's wrong with this picture? No, we're not mechavin, so get rid of the tzvila. We could say, b'zman shebeis ha'migdosh ha'yokayim, they used to daven, today we're so tarud. So, like, Loya Leino, a Jew, is in a concentration camp. He should daven mincha, or he shouldn't daven mincha. You're saying that's the chiyuv deraisa, based tzara, right? But according to the Gemara, no. So the Amoraim didn't daven because it was an eis tzara. Maram Rottenberg says that because of our small madrega, we don't have kavan anyway, so we should daven.
The Ramah says don't repeat your davening if you didn't.
Exactly.
You're not going to have it again.
We don't do tefillas nedava.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bias bay harsin as a machlek is Rashi, and Tosfos Rashi says that the house is harus, and the Tosfos says that it smells like rotten fish. Okay, so if there's, so we know there's halachas of not davening where there's a reach ra. That's our kavod atzfilah. Talk about something which is disturbing me. But I'm just trying to understand the logic here. The whole thing, our whole tefillah is based on the Meirah Rotenberg. What? Because it's gaiva to say that I usually do daven. Let me ask the question the opposite way around. Why didn't these Amoraim daven? What's it worse than the way we daven? In other words, why weren't the Amoraim, Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel, why weren't they saying on the Meirah Rotenberg? Just like Meirah Rotenberg said, we should daven. It's okay, you're not davening the way you're normally davening. Like with Groysa Kavana, you're not a big rebbe today. You're koes, but daven. What is it?
If it requires Kavana Trilo and we don't have it, so what's it did?
Right, I am asking that. And Nachmer, I mean, it's mashma that it's not just like, okay, you don't have to daven. It's mashma, it's asur, that lo yisbal, they didn't daven. So what is the Meirah Rotenberg's, first of all, so I'm asking the question two ways. First of all, what's the Meirah Rotenberg's heter to daven? Because it was such a funny heter. We don't have kavanah. You see, if you would have asked me, Ani Akutin, I would have said, look, prob, like Abachi said, in there somewhere, you're going to have kavanah for a second. So the second is matter, I think that's probably true, but that's not what the Rabbi Martin says. We don't have a kavana anymore. So, like, in other words, what he's saying is, like kavana is a thing of the past. Yeah. Leave the Rama for a second. They had kavana. By us, it's not, we're not davening, it sounds like, which is a huge chiddush. We're not davening any longer b'hilchas kavana. So the whole idea, according to this Meirah Rotenberg, which is the only reason why we're davening these days, whoever you are, the only reason that the Torah brings that we should daven these days is because we don't any longer hold of Ezu Avodah Shebelev Zu Tefillah, that Avodah Shebelev is no longer the issue. Needs Hasbro.
I'm not sure that the time of the Meirah, it's not clear. We're talking about the Doile Hadir of the Meirah, but the Amun Am of the Meirah.
We don't know.
Would they say the same thing?
We don't know.
Also,
when the Gemara tells the stories of Amoraim, is to teach us what we should do. and if not for the Meirah Rotenberg, that would be the din. So maybe he shouldn't daven. What's bothering you? It's not Yiddishkeit like we know it. You mean?
I'm saying, but how would you connect in any way?
I hear. But you're not speaking like a halachic Jew. No.
Could it be like a chassan is chassan with Kriya Shema, and if he goes ahead and says it anyway, it's Yehoira, because he's asserting that he has Kavana, right? So if you're in the parsha, where you have a habamim that you have kavana, even though you don't, so that's a chutzpah. But if there's no
not in the parsha,
if you're not in the parsha, so there's no yehora anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's no yehora. It's talking about a chassan who says, I can daven with kavana, so you shouldn't do it mishum yahira. So what are we saying? We could daven with kavana anyway. In other words, when Chanina got mad, he got really mad, so he didn't daven with kavana. We're not so emotional, and we're not mad, or something like that. But that's not what he's saying. It's not what the Ramarami Rotenberg is saying. He says, mipnei shahayoyim einonu
mechavnen.
So
you're not mechavnen, so there's
no...
there's
no yahira.
Okay,
it's not shaykh yahira, but there's shaykh that you're not allowed to daven.
So what's the option? The option is not to daven, and daven without kavana.
First of all, Shalom Lishma is Betorah and Mitzvahs. I don't know. I understand as well as everybody here that, like, obviously we're not going to just stop davening. I understand that, but I'm just want to.
What would you do? Someone came to you with a,
Of course, I would go with the Meram Rodenberg, but I'm not. That's the halacha. Oh, why is the question? This was a question. So the Shulchan Aruch, I think I have a shot. Why? I think I'm just saying exactly what I want to say in more lumdisha terms, maybe. But let's just see. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tzadik Hes. The name of the siman is Tzarif Shiyeloi Kavona B'Tzvilasei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, HaMispal Tzarif Shiyechavin B'Libai, and here he gives us some detail over here. Peirush HaMilos Shemaitzi B'Svasa V'Yachshav Kilu Shechinuch Kenegdoi V'Yasir Kol HaMachshavis HaTardoi Soi Soi Asher Tishar HaMachshavtei V'Kavonosei Zaka B'Tzvilasei. Right? Everybody with me? Right, Pirush Hamilos, you're feeling the Shechina is in front of you. Yasir Kol HaMachshavos HaTardos HaYisai, you just you do some form of meditation where you're getting rid of all of the Machshavos HaTrudos HaTardos HaYisai. Ad Shetishar HaMachshavtei V'Kavanos HaZaka, until your mind is clear. V'Yachshav Ki'ilu, and at this moment, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yachshav Ki'ilu HaYamadaber Lifnei Melech, Basar Vadam, you can imagine like you're standing in front of a Melech Basar Vadam, Ayumasadar Dvara Vamchavim Bam Yafa Labal Yikashel. I heard a psak from Rav, what's his name in Los Angeles, the famous Rav. Psak recently, Rav. Tasha Rav. It was a big posek, but he said that. Bess, thank you. So he said if a woman is a nida, so you're allowed to tell her, "I love you," because it's not a davar shel chiba any longer. So the person who told me this is Big Talmud Chacham. So I said, "Does that mean that you should tell somebody else's wife I love you?" Of course, it's a davar shel chiba. I miss it. You just say, "Bye, I love you." Like, huh? Right? No. What am I trying to bring out? There's kavana. There's no kavana and there's no kavana. You know, am I sitting there and you know, I love you? Maybe not, but there's minhagei chiba that go on, and I'm not sure when a person's davening, if you can accept my mushel, not sure when a person's davening. Maybe I don't have kavana, but I have kavana. I'm not saying this to the avodah zarah. I'm not talking to the wall. I don't have the whole kavana of the Shulchan Aruch. So apparently, it's still shver because the Amoraim, when they didn't have this shpitz kavana, they didn't daven, which I'd like to be masber. But I'm just saying there is such a. It's like a Jewish thing. In other words, to have. I'll tell you another thing. Just indulge me. A joke. It's a joke. There's a fellow who lived on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And very, very. He adopted the very, very WASPy culture and didn't want to have anything to do with Judaism. And he sent his son to a very well-known non-Jewish university, Trinity College. So the kid goes, a secular Jewish family, and the kid goes to school, and he comes back the first day, and how'd it go? And he says, "Today we had an orientation, and they're talking about the school and the history of the school and who started the school, and they were explaining to us the Trinity." So the Trinity, the guy's telling his father, the Trinity is like some kind of a combination between Yashka and the Holy Ghost and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a whole. So the father looks at me and says, "Listen to me. I want to tell you something. There's only one God, and we don't believe in him."
That's a
The Yiddish joke, right? Okay. It's a good joke. So, like, what's the sugya here is, like, what does it mean, like, you know, kavana, not kavana, like, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, listen to this. So, it says the Shulchan Aruch, tells us all the kavanas you're supposed to have. Kavuchoymerli, if you're standing in front of a baser v'dam, as we all know, Kavuchoymerli, v'nei melech malchei amlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shulchayker kol amachshavos, v'kachoy oisim chasidim v'anshimai. Okay, we know. We know you're supposed to have kavana. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Beis, Lo yispalo b'makom sheyesh davar shemivatel kavanasai v'loy b'shav hamivatel kavanasai. Brings the tour, and then he says b'shem maram mirotenberg. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds b'shem maram. The Rama says b'shem maram mirotenberg. Back to Shulchan Aruch. The achshav nowadays ein anu nizharim b'chol zeh. What does it mean? We're not Zohar like the Amoraim. Everything I just read you, Shulchan Aruch says, everything I just told you about how you're standing, lifnei melech malchei amlochim, how you're yasir machshav tzei libay, achshav ein anu nizharim b'chol zeh mipnei she'ein anu mechavnin kol kach b'tzfila. So the Rama adds, b'shem Miram Rottenberg, period. That's all the Rama says. We don't do it. Everything I just told you, delete. So what is he giving here? A history lesson? A history lesson. Used to be, we used to daven b'kavana. Nowadays, and if you didn't daven b'kavana, you didn't daven at all. Nowadays, we don't daven b'kavana. So since we don't daven b'kavana, so we shouldn't daven at all. Zakhtar Rama b'shem Miram Rottenberg, we should daven anyway. Miram Rottenberg saves the day, and it gives us a matter for everyone to be davening. It's a pelatsuma. Apelatsuma. So I just want to share a thought with you, and you'll tell me if we're closer to the emes. If you look throughout Chazal, there are always two opinions in Tefillah. I'll give you the most common example, most prominent example. Machlokes in the Gemara, if Tefillah was mesukin by the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yashkem Baboiker, V'yetzi Yitzchak, Lasuach, Basod, etc. Or was it Keneged Karbanos Tikna? Or maybe it's both. It seems to be the Poskim say both. So when you daven Shachar, so you're davening because they brought a Korban Tumit Shel Shachar. Or when you daven Shachar, so you're davening Shachar because Avraham Avinu daven Shachar. He taught us Avraham Avinu, he's our Rav. He gave us, we have these secrets in the Bria, and we know that Shacharis is a good time. Avraham Avinu zoned in on Shacharis time, and Yitzhak on Mincha time, and that's why we daven. So why do we daven? We daven because of the Karbonos, or we daven because of, so there's, the Acharonim say as follows. It's not a steer one to the other. It's two different things. It's two different things. Might be the Shailon Gemara, which is the Iker of our davening, but it's two different things. What are the two different things? Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov, they zoned into a Zman when a person can express their personal needs or their yearning to be Miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can do that at Shacharis. And that's a time to do it. It's, let's call it, just for my purposes, bear with me for a moment, it's like a Tfilas Yochid. I don't know if Avraham Avinu chapped a minyan in the Shtibeluch and when he davened Shacharis. It was a Tfilas Yochid. What Avraham Avinu was doing and what he taught the Ummah HaYisraelis is that a Jew could daven, but we know secrets that people don't know. You could always daven. But there are secrets that we know that nobody else knows because we came from Avraham Avinu, and that is that Shacharis is a particular time and that there's a particular way to daven in Shacharis. And so many psukim the Gemara brings about the kavanas of Shacharis, kishahayir ha-mizrach, and Shacharis means even by Netzachama, etc. Netzachama. There's another inyan of tefillah, and that is that the... you're saying something like this. I'm just trying to give it more of a tzura. That Tfilah Keneged Karbonos, that Chazal were Masakin, that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Tamid Shel Shachar, and there was a Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim. And according to one opinion of the Gemara, by the way, there's no Tashlumin for Marv, because there was no Tamid in Marv. So what is that? That's not an Inyan of... Of course it comes from Avram Avinu, that there was a Zman Masugal for Tfilah, but that was something else. That was a tekes that Chazal said when they made the Beis HaMikdash. The Nevi'im said that when we made the Beis HaMikdash, there should be a tekes of a Zman where everybody is coming together and saying the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tekes. Korbanos. So, like the mashal I gave, lahavdil alef avdalis, but how do you give a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But since the Shulchan Aruch says, kimelech baser v'dam, it's like a melech baser v'dam. The President of the United States walks in, or the Queen of England walks in, and they sing, you know, God save the Queen. The whole choir and the trumpets and the whole thing. Nobody's asking them if they did a pekavana or not pekavana. It's a tekes. It's a tekes of malchus that takes place when the Queen comes in the room. That's the halacha. You have kavana, you don't have kavana, and you have your fingers crossed behind you, say, I really hate the Queen, but it doesn't make any difference. You know, you hate Trump, it doesn't make any difference. There's an office of the president, there's an office of the king, a protocol. And is protocol the right word for a tekes? But I'm saying this is in order for Judaism as a religion to exist, there has to be this type of a formal protocol which has to take place. And of course you should have kavana. That would be a gewaldic thing to have kavana, but more important, you have a good voice that you have kavana when you're joining that kind of a tekes. So forgive me for using secular words, but it seems to me that one of them is prayer and one of them is a ritual. Meaning, a tefillah, a prayer, is something which is avoida shebelev, chayev. And that's what you're supposed to be doing when you have tefillah. There's another thing you're supposed to be doing when you have tefillah, is be part of the ceremony, part of the tekes, part of the protocol of Yiddishkeit. Well, how do you do that? You come to shul. So it's very possible, I'm going out on a limb here a little bit, that Rabbi Chalila and the Bnei Shul Rabbi Yossi Aglili, of course they came to shul and they did all, like, you know, like, you know, where's Rabbi Yossi Aglili? He got angry today. Not Mestavra. It's not Mestavra. Well, it can't be that's the pshat. The pshat is, of course they came to shul. But when they were talking about, is this the time? Of course they were part of the tekes. You have to be. That's a din. But is this the time for me to express my lev, my deepest emotions, in oistbeten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, it's not the right time, because I'm being ma'arev with my tefillah, my personal tefillahs. Hayachin doesn't mean you're biyachin. I'm saying it's my own personal tefillah. It's not the right thing, because it's all farbished. And lo kazeh ba'im lifnei ha'melech. So there's like two dinim. In like the language of Rav Soloveitchik, Alav Shalom, just mazkir, there's tefillah hayochid, there's tefillah hatzibur, and there's tefillah bitzibur. Three things, not two things. Sometimes the Rambam says lashon tefillah hatzibur. Sometimes it says lashon tefillah bitzibur. Tefillah bitzibur is a school for my tefillahs to be miskabel. Tefillah Hatzibur is, this is what a Jewish tzibur does. You want to have a Jewish community, you got to be part of it in shul. You have to have batei knesses, you have to have batei midrashos, and you have to have mekoymos miuchados l'tefillah, beis haknesses. People come together and you blow those trumpets. So I'm thinking that when the Marat Mirotenberg comes along and he says, like, this is not, in other words, this is, this idiot of, if I could have kavanah, I couldn't have kavanah. We're not davening. Maybe this is what the Maram Rotenberg says. I don't know how to look it up inside. But maybe what the Maram Rotenberg says is that ela chalabi, like you can't do point A of tefillah, like the tefillah's hayachin, which you're doing by tzibur. But that's not our purpose any longer, Kibbutz. In other words, if you can daven like that, daven like that. Because it's right. But that's not our purpose in davening. We're into plan B. And plan B is, of course, we should daven because Jews should daven. Okay? Ayid geitin shul davenin. That's the way it is. And that's tefilas hatzibur. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael going. There's so many examples of this, but in other words, Kriyas HaTorah, Chovas HaTzibur, we keep learning. There's certain Chovios HaTzibur. It's a Chov HaTzibur. It's not about every Yachid has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. It's how the Acharonim take on. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. But I was thinking that this morning that Yom Kippur is another strange one, yeah? Because Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that Yom Kippur, Yitzubay Shal Yoy Mechaper. Etzem Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Unfortunately, Tosfos brings from Chazal that okay, that's only if you're celebrating Yom Kippur. That's about Yitzubo Shel Yom Mechaper. I say, unfortunately, it's not like you know. There's this amnesty, and everybody, even if you don't know it's Yom Kippur, but yeah, if you know it's Yom Kippur and you're fasting and you're doing the Chamishei Nuyim and you're going to Shul, so you're celebrating Yom Kippur, yes or no? You're celebrating Yom Kippur, yes? So if you're celebrating Yom Kippur, so Yitzubo Shel Yom Mechaper. What about the guy, or like all of us, that are sitting there the whole Yom Kippur, is like, you know, the day is going by, and I'm not having the right kavana, and what's going to be, and it's going to mess up my whole year, and what am I going to do? Emes, the kavana on Yom Kippur is unbelievable, the amount that you could accomplish with the kavana, but that doesn't affect the Yitzubo Shel Yom Mechaper. I'm celebrating Yom Kippur like a frum yid, like my father did, like my grandfather did, my great grandfather did. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm blowing the trumpet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rosh Hashanah, I'm blowing the shofar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not excusing the kavanah. That's not my intention here at all. What I'm simply saying is that the Maram Rottenberg, it seems to me, and if you think about it, the Maram Rottenberg. The Maram Rottenberg was saying that l'chayra, there's two dinim in tefillah, and we're not as makbid on the first din any longer, because we don't have that necessarily sensitivity of the soul as we are in the second din, and that also is l'toyelos gamur. So where to bring this all the way around, what is the Zayar saying? The Zohar says, I mean, this is what you hear. This is again, listen, Lashon Nefesh HaChaim. I'm reading it in Hebrew. Mishalibai Tarud, as opposed to Aramaic, I mean, Mishalibai Tarud v'raitza lispalot tfilosai oishu b'tzara v'eni yocholos sadr shvachash ladonei k'maish tzarech mahu. Mahu, what's the din? I can't daven with the right kind of kavana. Amr Lai, said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Seder, you can't have kavana, but Seder shvacha shel ribono shel olam lama yigora. But why shouldn't you get involved, participate in the tekes? You're having a bad day. We understand. You're not the one to have the kavana. You look like the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, or the Shulchan Aruch says for in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, who should daven for the yabud? So it should be somebody who's koylei arev and mekubal al tzibur is kadei begudol. It's a tzura of tefillah. We're not even looking so much for the one that has the. It says it should be Yer Shemayim. We're not necessarily looking for the biggest Yer Shemayim. Look. Huh?
This must be the Shem Baruch Hu after he came out of the cave the second time.
He's a little more relaxed, Jimmy. So no, but in the Zohar Gufa, you have these two dinim. That's the Nakuta. You have two dinim in the Zohar, in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You have the din of Kavana and the din of Lama Yigara, Seder Shvacha Shal Ribaynei, Lama Yigara. Ela Yisader Shvacha Shal Ribaynei, Afa Pishayni Yachal Chavim. Well, look. So when the Gemara is telling us all the Amoraim didn't daven, it means they didn't daven part A, not holding by davening. When the Shulchan Aruch says you should daven anyway, say but don't forget about part B of Tfilas HaTzibur. That's the correct thing to do, and it also helps. I got you know the, like the.
Hmm? Let me say a similar idea.
Okay, but the whole inyan of Talmud Torah is to understand. Well, so, but by tefillah, there's part of it which is, like, let's go back to the original kasha here. Part of it is you're missing the chefetz of tefillah. There's no lave, there's no tefillah. What'd you do? What'd you do? You did nothing. So the answer is, in a chanami. You did nothing, and the Nevi'im said, Lamali roiv zivchechem, which, by the way, they were not talking about, look inside, they were not talking about Korbanos HaTzibur. They were talking about Korbanos HaYachid. That's what Yeshayahu was talking about. We talk about people were bringing all their Korbanos, and Lamali roiv zivchechem is tefillah HaYachid. What are you dragging a cup for? The tekes of tefillah, the tefillah is keneged avos tiknum. In other words, it could be that they were zeroed into the kavanas of tefillah. It could be that we taka can't do any longer. But the aspect of tefillah, which is keneged karbanos tiknum, tamid shel shachad, that nobody says you shouldn't do it if you don't have kavanah. In the markaza, that's the tzura of Klal Yisrael, and that in itself helps. Agav, I just want to end with this. The Reb Tzadok is Masber, brings many, many rayas, the Rasisei Laila, brings many, many rayas that if you're davening with a tzibur, if there's even one person who has kavana in one thing, that he grabs the whole tzibur's tefillahs up with him and takes it up. But then he says, it was beautiful lashon of Reb Tzadok, he says, v'yesh chiddush yoser gadol mizeh. He says that if you're in a tzibur, he's talking about the Indian of Kriveya Makrim Litzvilah, so you daven in the same place on a regular basis instead of running around looking for a minion, you know, which is wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. But, you know, this place, that place on it. But by the way, all the Zmanei Tzvila has to do with the Karbonis. The Zmanei Tzvila don't have to do with the Avos. I don't know if Avraham Avinu is like looking at his watch and saying, okay, 8:22 is Man Kriya Shema. It's not a little nearly, but the Karbonis had Zmanim. So the whole inyan of Zman Tefillah comes from Karbanos. But anyways, Reb Tzadok says that if you're davening in a place where nobody has Kavana, and they haven't had Kavana there for years, you imagine such a thing? 100 years, nobody had Kavana in this shul. And then one person comes along, says Reb Tzadok, and he davens in that makom b'Kavana. So now you're, all those Tefillahs were shaloi b'Kavana, they're in a holding pattern. They don't get lost. And that one person is taking all those tefillahs up to Shemayim. Reb Tzadok.
Hashem said he couldn't go onto a show once because it was too crowded to feel it.
Hashem
took
yeah.
But he doesn't say that one could unlock everything. That's what Reb Tzadok says. The one person's tefillah opens up, like, imagine the way I'm understanding, is like, open up this Pesach and Shemayim, and whew, everything goes up, not just for you, but for those people, not just for those people, but for you, like all of a sudden. So you go to, let's say you'll go to, you know, Warsaw, into the Shul of the Rabbah, you know, maybe you could open up and get, who knows what, 1,000 years of tefillahs in there. You know, you can, okay.